TLDR, if you're short on time, but interested in building community and having a positive impact on those around you, then here's 7 minutes of soundbites from Caroline Arditi, community builder and sunshine maker. Now, if you do have time, you're on a run, a cycle, a drive, please do check out the full episode. Caroline will really make you feel alive. And finally, an ask from me. If you're enjoying the show, then please share it with someone you know, or follow us or like us on your favourite podcast player. Please subscribe to our new YouTube channel, because it really will help us grow the show. Now, over to Caroline.
So the Sunshine Hour was and is 1 hour to switch off, to better switch on to yourself, others, and the world around you. Something bright, relaxed, creative, just to connect to one another. So no one knew each other, 8 people in the Zoom. I started with my community, and that was, it just got out of control. So started, I think, on the 3rd or 4th day of the quarantine. And then I did session every day, and it got to a number of like more than 500 people connecting, more than 40 countries. It was just like nuts. I had people sending me emails saying, can I get into the next session? I've heard about your Sunshine Hour. I would love a bit of sunshine. That's what they said back in the time. But at the end, so that was kind of expected, because so I had so much fun, like facilitating all those sunshine hours. And at the end, not only was I witnessing people doing business with each other, people becoming friends, connecting, growing, starting some conversation, and put themselves into action mode. And for myself, so I had just found my why just out of being in quarantine. And it's just because, and I think that's coming back to your first question, that in this time, like very challenging time, like my thing was, I knew that I couldn't spend my energy on what I couldn't control. So the outside world. So I'd put all my energy and all my focus to what I could create. And that's what I did. I think smiling is the best first connection you can have with someone without even talking. And when I say like coming back to basics, it's just like simple, random acts of being a human that helps you connect with each other and make the world more human. And I think smile. So if you think about it, like back in the days as babies, we would smile like 400 times a day, mm-hmm. 400 times. As human now, as adults, it goes down to 20 times a day on average. But the last number is one of which that I'm sharing with the world always, is if you smile to one person once, it impacts 500 smiles in a day on a row. So you smiling to someone, it impacts like 500 smiles. But how do I learn, grow? It's with the people I meet. And one of my rituals that I've been doing for the last 15 years, I'm taking one coffee with a stranger per week. So that's been going on for 15 years. And that's just amazing how I've learned what I did, the stories I got. And you never know what can happen over a cup of coffee. It might be in real life. It might be over a screen. But it's just an amazing way to learn the world and to find, it's also a way for me to get inspired every day. And that's not easy on a daily basis, but I need to be challenged. I need to be inspired from morning to night. But I'm very curious of people and the world in general. And I think I managed to learn and to get into my brain stories that are told by people. If I talk to someone or someone tells me a story, I will connect and I will connect the dots, and it might actually trigger something on the work I'm doing right now or any connection, any weird connection. And it's going back to what you said before, serendipity. And very unconsciously, I was planting seeds. But again, it's when you look back and you connect the dots that it all makes sense. And it's not going to make sense whatever you do, actually. Sometimes it's not making sense, but just continue planting seeds. And over time, you know, you're going to know why you did that. And I think why it works for me and why it's still inspiring me and I'm still doing it 15 years later, it's just because I'm doing it in a place of love and not to show off on social media, because what I do is very basically I reach out. Nothing is put on social media except when I've got like stories, unexpected stuff that is happening. And I do make people, I've got one ritual that I do on my coffee rituals. So I ask one question, is actually the same all the time. And sometimes I take photos and I've got stories like I need to be to do some projects just out of the coffee and the people I met. And I shared quite a few stories in my book. I would say that I make my dreams bigger than my fears. So I tend to go where my fears are the highest, because I do believe that, like, first, behind a fear, there is a deep desire of something. And I think by stepping out of my comfort zone and challenging myself more and more, I actually tend to lower my fears with times. And I think it was very true. And it's always been true. But again, the last 4 or 5 years, as I shifted, like, there's so many things. Like, just last year, if I remember last year, because I did kind of a sum up of my 2023, I bloody jumped. I jumped out of a 7-meter cliff into ice water. Oh, so that was like, come on. It's just like, it's just something I was so scared of. I climbed a mountain in Poland. It was -25 degrees. I was in shorts and I'm still alive and smiling to you, Mark. So wrote a book and I'm not a writer. So it just convinced myself that I've got all the tools inside and I can achieve anything. And just remembering all those. And when it comes, like, all those times of self-doubt, uncertainty and everything, I just remember all those happy achievements and stuff that I did where I got out of a comfort zone. I've got the image right there and I'm like, okay, yeah, 7-meter cliff jump. Yeah, that's fine. So I'm ready for anything. I think that helps me.